Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a loved one. I am out of town tonight, and I'm calling in, but I want to, Brenda, I know that you're on the air. I mean, you're on the line, but I'm going to just want to verify whether you can hear me and I can hear you. You don't have to be on the air tonight, but I'm just confirming. How, because I'm calling from my cell phone than regular I normally call from my landline.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, just wanted to check. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll click you off. Okay. I am in a little small town called Walterboro, South Carolina, spending some time with my brother. And I am here and got my laptop and my cell phone, so I hope that you will hear me clearly tonight. And I have a word for you. But also, before I begin, I want to talk about the three testimonies that that we had for the last 3 weeks. And I hope all is well with everyone. I know many went on spring break. I am supposed to go on spring break with my daughter and her family, but sometimes God has a U-turn, and I had to make a U-turn on this trip. I'm going to miss them. They're going to be heading to enjoy themselves with the kids, and Nana was supposed to be on board, but Nana was unable because she's here with her brother trying to help him. Get through he had surgery, so just want you to keep him in prayer, and I am here taking care of him, and also bought my laptop and was hoping that I would still be able to do what thus says the Lord. So at times, if you don't hear me clearly, you know what the situation is. But I want to talk about the three testimonies that we had for the last 3 weeks. The first one was a Good Samaritan. A Good Samaritan by Denise Brown. And her story was pretty much that we had a lot in common. You know, both of our husbands were firefighters, and they also were friends. We became friends later on, and she was traveling to work one morning and heard on the radio that a Good Samaritan someone had struck him by him doing while he was doing a good Samaritan and helping someone else, and his life was taken. but she is still here. This was back in June 25th of 1997, and she has persevered, and God has given her the strength and the will to take care of her children, and she's still here, and she's reaching out back to help others and letting them know that God is able. He's still on the throne, and he still loves you. The next story was about Victory. My Name is Victory by Brenda Newsom. Brenda talked about her journey through grief and for months she not want to face and want to even be a part of a widow's ministry, especially when she met me and I gave her a card that says the next chapter widow's ministry. No, she don't still want to be a part of that. She did not accept, didn't want to accept that her husband was gone, her precious husband for 31 years. So, and a high school, not just sweetheart, she loved her husband when she was a little girl. And but look, God gave her strength to accept her journey, and also she's a great part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. She's our photographer. She keeps the Facebook page up to date. So she is giving back as well because she knows what God has done for her and her children. The next story that we had told was This Can't Be Love by Tracy Lowe. Tracy told a story regarding her. She was a young lady when her husband, she discovered that her husband, the story was on the news before she heard about it, that her husband was in a car accident and there was a knock on the door. Yes, I understand about the knock on the door because there was a knock on my door when I found out about my husband also. And she was left with the 8 little girl, who now is 10 years old. So it's a blessing that she's gotten through it. And also her daughter, Carson, is a very talented and smart young lady in school. So we got to give God the glory. And I don't know how many months and years right now on the callers, but all I want to let you know, those stories, and it's all from the A Widow's Touch book, true stories of how they have gotten through and still persevered and have gotten through this journey of grief and wanting you to know that you can also get through this journey of grief. All we have to do is believe in God and just look for the signs that he gives us, the support that he gives us to let us know that he still loves us. Honor widows that are widows indeed. That is a true statement, and it is, he's letting you know that he cares about widows and their orphans, their children. And I thank these ladies for giving their true stories, their testimonies, and true stories about their journey through grief. And some were young and some were a little bit older. So you can see, it doesn't matter age or anything, whatever the situation is, God is able. So thank you so much for the widows that gave their testimonies. I will get others later on. Doing our show, not tonight, but later on, some months and months to come. And one other thing that I wanted to also thank you all, I noticed that there was a great number of you that purchased A Widow's Touch because we received a check to be deposited into our account from our publisher. So thank you so much for supporting the ministry and purchasing A Widow's Touch. This book helps us continue to do our work with the Lord. Also to be on air, because there's a cost to be on the air. So whenever you do anything, you also can send a check and support us in that way too, because this is the way we have to be on the air. It costs to be on the air. It costs on different things that we do. It has a cost. But we don't ask of you, you know, ask of you like, you know, please, please, please give it. Give from your heart the support of this ministry if you choose to do so. And I thank you so much once again. In case I've forgotten, I wanted to say it right from the beginning. Well, tonight I have four questions as I go along and talk about a topic. I have questions, and I want you to focus on those questions and see where you are in your journey, starting off with the scripture. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Coming from John 15:4. Have you drifted away because of circumstances? Have you drifted away from your faith because of circumstances? Perhaps your spirit life has lost some of its flavor. If so, it is time that you pause for a while and prayerfully seek the reason for this. You might have drifted away from Christ. You may be focusing on something that is good in itself, longing, and needs. Jesus regards his relationship with you and relationship with him as extremely important. And the miracle of this grace is that he gives his Holy Spirit to us to fill our lives so that he must manifest himself through us. If we place him first, all other things will fall in their proper perspective. It will. I am a living witness that it will. The good, you will see the good in this journey. We know that we live in him and he lives in us because he has given us of his spirit. That's coming from 1 John 4:13. Did you know? This is another question. Did you know? When you fully accept God's Spirit into your life, a miracle takes place? I want you to please, and at this during this Easter season, look for miracles. This is the first step in Christian discipleship, but there must be continuous and consistent growth. You have to develop a deeper understanding of God so that you can faithfully obey his will. When you allow the Spirit of God in your life, he begins to transform you so that you no longer live to satisfy your own desire, but to do the will of God, whom you love. Just like Brenda, Tracy, and Denise, they have given back to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. We have supported them through this journey of grief, and now they are doing God's will by reaching out to you and others to let you know that God is able, and he can do all things through Christ which strengthens him, that strengthens you. So when you allow the Spirit of God in your life, he begins to transform you so that you no longer live to satisfy your own desire, but to do the will of God, whom you love. Don't hesitate to walk in the Spirit. It is the only way to find fulfillment. Joy, want joy and peace. Do you have the willpower? That's the third question. Do you have the willpower? It requires a measure of willpower and a strength of character that's far beyond the capacity of the average person to live a life that fulfills the requirement of Jesus Christ. open your life to the Holy Spirit. Invite him to take control of your entire life, and you will experience the power of Jesus that enables you to become all to overcome all obstacles while enabling you to live for, through, and in him. Fourth question, do you believe? Do you believe I can do all? I can do everything through him who gives me strength. That, do you believe that you can do all things? Well, our Heavenly Father can give you those things. All we have to pray and be consistent, and it is time he will give you that strength that you need. I go to my part-time job during the week. My position there as a part-timer, I do a little bit of everything. Every day when I walk in there, I normally don't be doing the same thing. But I am all over the place. I have been in banking for 40-plus years, so I have a little bit of skills, a little bit of everything. And pretty much that's the way they use me. When I go in, I always say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because I never know what I'm going to be doing. And I want to do it well. So I ask God for his, that extra strength that I need and knowledge when I go in there to do it. When you realize that God created you and that you are governed by his Spirit, you realize that your life should live up to his expectations. Did you know? Did you believe? Yes, you no longer live to please yourself, but to live to do his will. Through the grace of God and his Spirit, you live a life pleasing to him in the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before our Savior ascended to heaven, he promised the disciples that his Holy Spirit would come to those who accept him as Savior and Lord. It is the Holy Spirit who makes God a reality in the life of the Christian and who enables us to live in harmony with God. Well, do you want to live in harmony with God? Well, he's asking you to do his will. Ask him what your will is, and I'm sure in time he will do the same thing. Another question, have you or will you dedicate your life to the Lord? If you dedicate yourself to the Lord and allow his Holy Spirit in you to guide you, you will experience the power of the Holy Spirit more and more in your life. Always remain sensitive to his influence, and you will receive power that will enable you to live the obedience to the will of God. Do you want to be able to live in the will of God? Going back to the questions, think about these questions. Have you drifted away because of circumstances, drifted away from God? Did you know if you accept God's Spirit in your life, a miracle takes place? Just like I say, look for a miracle. Do you have the willpower and the strength and of character that are far beyond the capacity of the average person to live a life that fulfills the requirement of Jesus Christ? Do you know, do you believe that you have all strength and power? Because God has created that within all of us. He has given us, everyone, a special gift. Seek your gift and do your will. Have you or will you dedicate your life to the Lord? There are different ways that you can dedicate your life to the Lord. As you go through this journey that you are traveling, ask them to take hold of your hand and help you to seek the good that is in that you, right now you see maybe the bad of this journey, but the good in this journey. And it will fulfill your heart, and it will give you the strength and the will to dedicate your life to the Lord and do His will. Reach back and encourage someone else. It doesn't have to be a death. It can be a sickness. Send a card. Make a phone call. And check on one of your neighbors. And you're doing the will of God. So my message for you tonight, think about all of those questions that I asked. And think about some, and then think about the ways that you can answer those questions for yourself. Just knowing that we all have the will to be the way and allow ourselves, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and experience the power in the Holy Spirit more and more each day. Remain sensitive to influence and to receive the power that enables you to live the obedience and the will of God. That is my inspirational vitamin for you tonight. And I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that you also enjoy the testimonies. We will have more later to come. But I did not have time to get more testimonies as I was traveling to South Carolina. But thank you so much for listening to me. And look for your miracle during our Easter holiday. Because you know what I mean? I'm looking for mine. And every year I look for mine and I get it. So look for your miracle and your answers that you need to be answered. If there are questions or concerns that you're having, God, let me see that miracle, the answer that I'm seeking to help me to get through this journey that I'm traveling. And He will give it to you because I look for my miracle every Easter because my Jesus was resurrected. My Jesus, in 3 days, He was alive again. That's not the only miracle I'm talking about. It's that I have a personal miracle that I look for and I receive every Easter. It's all important to us. It's knowing that God sent His only begotten Son to save us from our sins. And look what He had to go through. God must have loved us so to let His only Son to go through what He went through for us. So be blessed. Have a great week. And also pray for me for traveling Grace and Mercy and also my brother. And I thank you so much for calling in. Be blessed. And I'll talk to you same time next week, Tuesday, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed. And good night.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see, Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine.